Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. Too stupid to learn from your own mistakes. That applies to me, and I think it probably applies to a lot of men that are going to be, or even women, potentially, because, I mean, I understand that there is actually 6% of my audience that is actually women. I'm kind of surprised at that. Lessons learned. Well, if you haven't gone through all of the other ones, some of those lessons I learned back in 2001, some of them I had to relearn, although 2001 and 2016 were two different women, and what happened and the events behind them and whatever, there were some similarities, but there were also a lot of differences, like a significant number of differences between the two of them. But I mean, when I was going through this and I was like listing, thinking about all of the things they had in common, in the things I did differently versus the things I did do right, especially the second time around, I mean, I thought, okay, probably the best way for me to deal with this is, I mean, yeah, kind of sort of laying my life bare here. One of the first lessons learned in this is that if you're one of those guys that's going to comment that I could have and should have known better and I fucked up and blah, 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 well, yeah, you know, you're kind of preaching to the choir in that regard. And, you know, if I wasn't comfortable discussing this and putting it up on YouTube, if you're so full of yourself that thinking like leveling personal insults at me for doing this is going to have any impact, it's not. But I digress, right? I had to become comfortable with my past. That is the first lesson I had to learn. I had to learn that it's okay to make these kind of mistakes. They happen. The shame involved in them, I inflict upon myself. Or I allow other people to inflict it on me. I am perfectly comfortable discussing this issue and making it public. Now, otherwise, I wouldn't have even done this series in the first place. The second thing that I need to learn from both of these instances, and this is something that you need to remember, is that even in a situation where you were entirely blameless, you still have to accept it's still one, it's still your situation. You still have to deal with it, and it's still your responsibility. Not saying that you're responsible, I mean, it happened to you. You have to deal with it. I'm not talking about blame here. Don't get the two of them mixed up. Even if you were completely innocent, some hard questions still have to be asked here. Because if you don't ask them, you're going to repeat the same mistakes again. And there's a lot, because the Manosphere has only been around for not even 15 years, or really organized in any significant manner for not barely over 20. A lot of this information isn't getting out there, but you still need to ask yourself the questions, because this is what happened. This is what happens. What did I miss? What were the warning signs? What did I miss? What did I choose to overlook when I got that strange little pinch in my gut that telling me that something didn't quite add up? You're still innocent. You still didn't do anything wrong, but you still made some mistakes, and you still have to own the fact that you made these mistakes, even if those mistakes were that you intentionally chose to overlook something. You have to go back, you have to learn those lessons, and you have to carry those lessons on from where you were. It's been my experience, though, that even in in a lot of relationships that end, it's usually a two-way street. Now, women are really good at being able to pass all the blame on to the guy. So first of all, regardless of how you feel, take the time to sort out what was yours and what wasn't. Women are really good at making themselves look like the victim and completely blameless. That's why, for instance, at the Sterling Yip Institute of Relationships, they generally advise against engaging with women because, I mean, even if you win, they still get to make themselves look like, and they will still try to play the victim card. I mean, look at Anita Sarkeesian. Look at Amber Heard. Those are not two innocent women, but they're really good at playing the victim, and a lot of people believe them. Yep, that's another thing why you need to keep your support group separate from hers. This is, yeah, something goes wrong, right? You don't want to be completely stuck out all on your own. There are homeless shelters where you have men basically living destitute because, you know, they're saddled with payments that they can't afford. Here's the other thing you need to you need to learn the lesson from. If you're guilty in somehow, and you'll know, in particular, if you have a substance abuse issue and it played a direct part in the breakup, your use or abuse of alcohol and drugs into your body is on you. Now, you want to continue to use, that's also on you. There are consequences for that above and beyond just divorce or breakup. But that's just an example. If you're being honest with yourself, and by the way, this process requires a level of self-honesty. This does not work on psychopaths and sociopaths or incredibly narcissistic people or people with cognitive dissonance. If you're being completely honest with yourself, you'll know. So what happens, for instance, with me in this whole series, and I've gone through them all. I remember them, and I don't repeat them. And because I don't repeat them, I learn from my mistakes. And I admit my mistakes, and I own my mistakes, which is why I said at the beginning of this video that if you think trying to shame me or trying to rub what I've just been talking about in my face is going to have any kind of an impact at all, I got a bridge I want to sell you. I wouldn't be talking about this openly if I wasn't okay talking about it. Here's the thing. Claiming self-ownership will give you the potential to maybe get something better out of it, which is what happened with me in 2016 anyway. Now, the whole situation with this also is that with that knowledge, you have to make a conscious decision to apply that knowledge. Don't just like, oh, well, I was doing this and this and this, and then just file it away and forget it. Otherwise, you're just going to repeat the same mistakes all over again. And as you've seen, I've gone over those mistakes in this series about myself. Knowledge is power, but knowledge is only power if you choose to apply it. Otherwise, it just sits up there in your head and takes up space. So, yeah, I feel you if you've had this particular more than one or two or three, and these incidents keep repeating themselves. If they're repeating themselves, then there is something about you that needs to be fixed. You need to start asking some tough questions. Maybe you got to write something down. Yeah, okay, the process can be embarrassing. There are going to be individuals that are going to potentially rub it in your face. A lot of this may require solitary circumspection, but the results are better if you don't repeat those mistakes again. This is Naroki5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.